All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
AJ. AJ. I'm here with AJ. AJ. What is your, what's the name again?
Remix Designs.
Remix Design.
Yeah.
Remix Designs.
Oh. Okay, wait, where did you think of that name?
Well, my late dog's name was Remix. So, and I knew I wasn't gonna have much time left with him, so I wanted to make something that I could continue his name on.
Aww, Remix. Aw, we love you. And we're at a dog fest. It's called Wiggles.
Wiggle Fest.
Wiggle Fest. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Gosh, this is such a cute fest. It's just a festival of dogs. Who wouldn't want to be here? Apparently they have like a dog
pool.
I would have brought my dog, but
dog
I'm not going to be here too long. Oh, look, pizza. Oh, there's pizza. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm here with Brian Murphy.
Hello.
Where are we? Are we at, was it Wiggle, Wiggle Fest?
Yep, Wiggle Fest. What year are we? 2013 or 23?
Whoa, I wish it was 2013, right? We would look better.
Theoretically.
I think maybe we'd be younger. We look good. So you have a coffee truck that is delicious. I had some of it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I do all custom roasting. So really, I just go out to events and do individual batch roasting. I do no wholesale. So it's coffee made for you. You can always customize your coffee for your taste.
Oh my gosh. All this coffee talk makes me want more. I think I'm a caffeine addict.
Well, a lot of people are now.
Are you?
Actually, no. I have cut way back because I go through those phases where you're sampling just cup after cup and you get too much in you.
It's like an adrenaline rush and it's like too much. Yeah, I feel it. I go in and out of coffee all the time. I'm like, oh, I need a break. But then they don't last long. But this is great. So you have a food, like it's a coffee truck. And how many events do you do?
On average, we do... Right now, farmers market season's coming, so we'll be doing 3 to 4 things a week at least, and then we just operate until about mid-November when it gets a little too cold to trust all the water for equipment to stay thawed.
What do you do in the winter then?
Just roasting. So I do a lot of coffee roasting. We probably do 400, 500 pounds a month.
And then do you deliver that, like where do your coffee roasting go? What's your...
So we ship and deliver locally. Okay. So I have about a 20-mile delivery radius, but shipping's nationwide. Strangely, a lot of people on the West Coast, lots of Vegas.
West Coast? They love coffee there. Your coffee must be good.
I like to think it is. It took about 20 years before I was willing to sell it to anybody else, so.
Oh my goodness.
Lots of practice.
Do you go to the St. Paul Farmers Market?
I don't. So far, I'm sticking to the really small farmers markets. We're doing Brooklyn Park and Crystal this year.
Ooh. Okay, what are those Saturdays? What days are those?
Crystals are on Tuesdays in the evenings, and then Brooklyn Park is Wednesday afternoons, and they'll be doing like their concert in the parks after that. And
okay. You know, I do have to say, it makes me so happy to see a coffee truck at events. Everyone loves coffee.
Yeah, and they seem to kind of appear and disappear. I mean, coffee trucks are a weird thing.
Because people think that it's a good idea and they realize how much work it is.
Small details, right?
Well, I'm glad you're here, Brian. I'm gonna walk around and thank you so much.
Have a great day. Hopefully find some more interesting people to talk to.
I will. I might go talk to this dog. Aww. Yeah. AJ, come here. Come talk to me. What do we have going on? I talked to you earlier. We're at Remix Designs, and you got pop-ups all over. You have a Facebook called Remix Designs, and you have the cool stuff. You have rugs then you make everything. You make rugs.
I make rugs. I make magnets. I do some tie-dye. I have resin stuff like dominoes, trays, and little knickknacks. Little fun stuff. You know, I can do custom rugs. That's always fun.
I love it so much. And you have some really cool rugs, Mario, Luigi. And it really kind of reflects your personality. Is it safe to say you're kind of nerdy?
I'm nerdy, I'm bright, and I like swearing. So pretty much everything that...
That's yay! Yeah, you have an alarm clock that says book.
It's fuck o'clock whenever that alarm clock goes off.
I feel that. Yeah, I do feel that. And I love your vibe, and you're at a lot of pop-ups in Minneapolis.
Yes, I try to get up here whenever I can. I also do farmers markets in the southwest side of Minnesota, Wilmer area. Pretty much anywhere that I can get a good pop-up, I try to pop up at.
I try to... Any good pop-up, I try to pop, just pop up.
Like a weasel. Like a weasel.
Oh my gosh, what are you most excited for today?
Seeing all the dogs, hello.
Because we're a Wiggle Fest and there's so many cute dogs.
The puppies are everywhere, hello.
How late does this go?
2:30.
So we're
at Kaposia Landing in South St. Paul and we're here till 2:30. Bring your pups, bring your wallet.
Had your kids, had your wife, but bring your pups and wallets.
And maybe your appetite. There's some pizza right in front of the booth here. Coffee, delicious coffee, yum.
This is so fun. I know I can't afford these today, but I will soon. What is your favorite piece back here?
Ooh, that's tough. Probably my holy shit rug that is black light illumination. Like, you can light it up in the black light, and it would be a perfect bathroom rug. You know, you go in, turn on the black light, you look down, holy shit!
No, I really like it because I was just telling you I want it, and you actually made me want to do black lights in a bathroom. Is brilliant.
Right.
Because at night, you just turn the black light on and it's not super dark, especially when you're going in the
middle
of the night.
To wake up all the way. You don't want to like walk with your eyes closed so you can keep halfway asleep. Yeah. No, you just have a black light bathroom. Hello. Yeah. But then you might start going, mch, 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 mch.
Oh, and you might start a dance party. Mch, 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 mch. Wait, let's keep it going. Oh my gosh, wait. Do you have a black light bathroom?
I do not, not yet. But the idea is out there now for somebody to have the first one.
It's out there. I might start it. Mm-hmm. This sounds really great. I love this. I love everything that you have here.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of these dominoes.
Yes, the resin dominoes. Yeah. Yes.
This one is like reggae.
Yes, Bob Marley inspired.
Ooh, yes. I like this a lot.
Reggaeton. Yes.
Yeah. Is this an ashtray or what
it
is?
Okay, so it is an ashtray, but I wouldn't recommend actually putting like burning cigarettes or burning blunts or anything in there because resin activates when it gets hot, and then that might be a little toxic. So it's more so for like, you could put some jewelry or some change or, you know, something else in there. So it's not as functional as like an ashtray, but it's supposed to be an ashtray, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. What about this one?
That's 100% functional as a... rolling tray.
Okay.
And it says, I'm a little high maintenance.
I love this. Yeah. With high, H-I-G-H.
Yeah, for sure.
High maintenance.
I'm a little high maintenance.
High maintenance. I like it.
Good old Minnesota.
My nephew would love this.
Yes. The box. Which pops the coins out of it. Bing, yeah. Bing,
the Mario box.
Yes, the Mario box. So you never know what's going to pop out of it.
It's my favorite thing to jump under.
For sure.
When I play Mario?
I mean, if I'm going to bang my head on something, it's going to be a Mario box.
Like this? Yeah. Just looking at this gives me serotonin from thinking of all the coins that I'm getting.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding. Ding. You should have coins that pop out of it.
Listen.
And on strings?
Oh, that would be insane.
Okay.
Coins would be too hard, though. Circles suck.
Oh, maybe you should have real coins.
Oh, that'd be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or make, like, resin coins, maybe?
Ooh, yeah, resin. Okay. Yeah, Write this down.
Okay, so what I need to do is hit up my brother, have him do, like, a 3D print of a coin, and then make a mold, and then I can resin make coins that I can have, like, ting, 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 ting.
Yes. Okay. And then when you push it, it shoots them out, and it makes that sound. You have a little speaker?
No.
is too much.
That is too much.
I'll let you have the idea.
They're not going to, yeah, people aren't going to be like, $100 for a box. Well, it does this, this, and this. So do you want it or not?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Coins flying at people's faces. It's chaos.
Oh, that would be super fun. But they should be black light coins.
Always. If it can't be neon, I don't want it.
I feel like that's your slogan.
I mean, it needs to be bright. It needs to be bright. That's it.
Remix designs.
Remix designs.
If it's not neon, I don't want it.
Boom.
I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. It's such a hot day out. We're having fun. You want to do some squats with me?
Oh, sure.
One, two, okay. Three? Four is a good number.
Four is a good number.
Four. All right. I feel good. Yeah. I feel like we can do anything now.
We can
now.
Do everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We squatted it out.
Oh, boy.
That booty, though.
Yeah. I know. I feel like my butt's getting more and more impressive by the second.
Yeah. But it's all that wiggling.
Oh, yeah. This is the Wiggle Fest. We got to wiggle, 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 butt, wiggle, butt. Do, 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 do. Okay. I feel like if there's not wiggles, then...
What is there?
What is there?
What is life without wiggles?
I think we should all start to wiggle.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
We're happy. Ooh, I'm so happy. Ooh. Oh my goodness. This is a fun day. And AJ, what's your next event?
My next event will be Juneteenth, and that is in Minneapolis. I don't remember the address right now.
We'll let you know the deets later.
Yes, it'll definitely be online. It'll be advertised online.
Perfect.
That will be Monday, Juneteenth, from 11 to 5.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. That's a Monday?
It is a Monday.
I might be there. You almost broke my my recordings gear because of how much fun this is.
Yeah, off the charts fun.
This is... I don't even know if there's a chart.
I mean, if there was a chart, we blew it.
Yeah, we did. There is no chart.
There's no charts. I mean, if there was a glass ceiling, it's broken.
We blew this so hard that I'm coughing incredibly. No, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't want to blow things so hard.
Wait.
Yeah. That's not up my alley.
All right. Maybe we'll not blow this up. Let's just have fun.
Yeah, but fun.
We're fun's just having good. Too much fun.
So much fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, is it weird that I'm like way too into these fidgets? I should be more into the adult things.
No, I'm into the fidgets as well. I have them everywhere that I go or in my purse, so.
Do you just say, oh, how'd that get there? That's my son's.
Yeah, you can play it off when you have kids.
I can't. I should just pretend I have a son. Oh, this fidget? No, it's not mine.
Exactly. Just say, oh, my son's, oh, my nieces, nephews, oh, they must have left it in my bag.
Yeah.
I don't know how that got there.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Fun. How long have you had a boutique?
I opened up right at the beginning of the pandemic, so in 2019, so it's been slow, but gradually I've been picking up and I do local events usually once a month.
Oh, fun. Very fun. What's your next event?
I will be popping up at a Bloomington Lutheran Church in Bloomington, for one of their festivals.
Cool.
And
I love it.
In July.
And this is, Sunflower and Jasmine. What's your name, Shannon?
I'm Shannon.
Ope. Is that Norwegian?
Yeah. Well, it's Minnesotan.
But that's like originally Norwegian, right?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like. Or is that just like Ufta?
It's just like Ufta.
Okay. I love it. Do you make these?
We do.
You do?
Yes.
What? This is so cool. I bet you have the best garden.
I have an amazing garden.
I knew it. I can tell. This is so great. What's your favorite? Do you drink beer?
I am a wine drinker more so, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. 'Cause I just see all these and I feel like you, if you have a bunch, maybe you drink
Stella,
some.
Stella.
What's your favorite wine?
Matua.
Never heard of it.
It's a Sauv Blanc.
Ooh, I love a good Sauv Blanc. Very cool. Ooh, This is heating up in the sun. Oh my gosh. Good thing there's no kids slides that are made out of this material. That would really hurt.
That would hurt.
Oh my gosh. This is so cool. So cute. Oh, do you have a card? Laser Works. Cool. Do you have a studio locally?
Yep, in Columbia Heights.
Cool. That's where you make everything?
Yep.
Is this all you do?
It's mostly all we do.
I love it. Yep. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, for sure. We do all custom things too, like this dog collar. We can customize the pet's name on there as well.
How many dogs do you have?
One, German Shepherd.
Is his name Marco?
Yes, his name is Marco.
This one is Mula.
Look at this one.
Who's Mula?
Mula's the neighbor dog.
Marco and Mula is, Marco is the German Shepherd, and Mula's what, a little guy?
Terrier,
That's so cute. Right. Do you have to give those back after?
No.
Those are your display?
Well, Marco's going to use that one because he grew out of his large. That's an extra large.
That's so funny.
He's on the last hole.
What are you going to use for a display now?
We'll make more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you do.
Right.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so I have two dogs, and I might hit you up about a dog collar. How much is a custom? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, so these are the four colors that we have, and they're four different sizes. So this is XL, this is the small.
Okay.
Medium, large.
Oh, man, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What was your name?
Shelly, yep.
All right, nice to meet you. Thank you. Are you the owner?
I'm the owner of this, yes.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Daphne's.
Daphne's, like with an S?
Yes, Daphne's. Like niece and nephew.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so tell me, you said all of this fabric is from where?
So all of these fabrics are from a website called Spoonflower, and Spoonflower sources out small businesses, so small businesses helping other small businesses.
Aw, that's so cool. How long have you been doing this?
Since April 2021. It was a pandemic project.
I've been hearing a lot of that, and I really love it.
I mean, when you're locked in your house, what else are you going to do? You need to feel those creative juices, and what best way to make dogs happy and work with your sewing machine.
I love that. How long have you been sewing?
So I have been sewing on and off for about like 15 years. My aunt actually taught me first by like hand embroidery, and then my mom bought me a sewing machine, and since then I've kind of dabbled in sewing, making like my own clothes, and I was like, why not try to make dogs happy and babies happy? So I did this.
Dogs and babies are the best.
They really are.
Those are my two favorite like beings
in life.
Yeah. Do you have a dog?
I do not.
Do you have a baby?
I do not.
I love that so much.
To be honest, the inspiration was from my brother's dog that passed away. The name of the business is Nyla in the Clouds. So Nyla was the Cocker Spaniel that passed away, and then in the clouds kind of symbolizes heaven or a higher belief. It's something along those lines. So I absolutely, I met her when I was about 13, I would say, and ever since then, it was like the first dog that I fell in love with, and I couldn't be more proud to have this business in memory of her.
Oh, it's so cute. And so, okay, so you make all these different bandanas.
Correct.
And how much are these?
So the bandanas are $15. I also make biothane collars, which is like a nylon mixed in with rubber. They're very sustainable. They are very durable, waterproof, weatherproof. They hold pretty tight. The only thing that I don't know right now is if they're bite-proof, but I think we can figure that out.
But you need to get wild with the dog,
right?
And find out.
I know, seriously, that's exactly what we need to do. But yeah, this was...
If you need a dog, I have a dog that loves to bite stuff.
Perfect tester. I mean, honestly, testers make the world go round, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, testers do make the world go around, and it's a fun job.
Yeah, absolutely. This was like the perfect mix of finding a passion project in the pandemic, but also just making other people happy.
Aww. Yeah, I feel happy just talking to you. This is so cute. So then you have a little baby. So the baby has a dog that they, little, yeah. That's
a baby onesie,
yeah. Yeah. Dog dad. Oh, these are awesome. I love it. So when are you going to get a dog?
Honestly, when I go to events like this, this makes me wonder why I haven't fostered a dog yet.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's going to happen probably by the end of this year.
Oh. Yeah. Because, oh, they walk around and they tease you, don't they?
Yes, very much.
That's their job. It's dirty.
I mean, look, I love with my eyes, and then when I see a dog and it's so adorable, I'm like, I want to take you home.
I know, you should. Someday you will, the right one.
Yes.
They'll be so excited to come home with you.
Oh, absolutely. I think when we lock eyes is when we're going to find out, like, you're meant to be with me.
I know. Oh, it's so true. Do you make homemade dog treats over here?
We do.
What?
We do. Have you seen our products before?
No. What is this?
All right, so here we've got our Kirby donut. It's got coconut oil, oats, the bacon on top, of course, the fan favorite, peanut butter. This is our rough cake. It's got carrots, applesauce, yogurt. There's honey in the frosting, and then pumpkin and cinnamon in the bone.
Oh, my. Okay, how much?
So the rough cake and the Kirby donut are 5 apiece. We also have our mini rough cakes here. A tray of 6 is 10. And then these are our must be rough pumpkin bones. Soft bake, they are 7, 12 in the bag.
Do you have, like, big ones like this for sale ever or here at all?
We do. We have all of our products here today, except the birthday cakes, which are made to order.
Okay. Can I buy some?
Absolutely. What would you like?
I think I want... Can I get one of each?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, of course.
Thank you. This is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, dogs deserve baked goods.
Absolutely, absolutely. We started actually because we got our first family dog, and so we wanted to make sure that we knew what we were feeding her. And so we make her food, we make her treats, and so hopefully that'll keep her healthy and with us for a really, really long time.
I want to eat this.
Dog will be mad.
I know. It's like a bacon donut. Do you guys get to try them? They're too busy into their iPads, but that's what kids do.
That and then their shaved ice, of course. Because we've got the shaved ice.
I love it.
Here,
so oh my gosh, they're in a zone.
They are.
I kind of wish I were them.
For sure.
I guess
for
I could be. I have a phone, and I could go over there and get a shaved ice, and I could sit
just
and
sit there and
I could chill out
and eat, you know, shaved ice and enjoy the beautiful weather because it's actually not super hot like it's been so far. So it's great.
Can I ask you, what do your dogs eat for dog food at home?
So I do a mixture of, it's either like ground turkey, ground chicken, sometimes ground beef with brown rice, carrots and blueberries, some bone broth, salmon oil.
Okay. You're making me feel like I need to step it up. Like I did the thing where, you know, when you have a kid, which I don't, but you have a kid and you're like, do everything perfect. And then when they get a little older, you're like, whatever, you're fine.
McDonald's, have fun. Yeah, yes. No.
So
we'll go back to that, but Kirby does not. Kirby, the only best for her. She's
See, spoiled. I used to be like that with my dog, and then now I'm just like, dog food's just dog food every once in a while. You know what? You're inspiring me. Thank you.
Of course, anytime.
And you need to inspire more people to feed their dogs well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's what we do it for.
Do you have a blog?
Blog? No, we do have a website and we're on social media.
Okay. Do you like tell, like, do you have like a thing where you tell people how to like feed their dogs or how to do these meals that you'd ever do? I know you sell the baked goods, but do you ever just kind of give advice?
Not typically. The most advice we give is probably at events like this where we take the time to get to know our customers and, you know, talk to them, answer any questions, let them know what we do. We're by no means experts, but we try hard.
You're a delight. Okay, what was your name again?
My name is Susan.
Susan. Okay, it was so nice to meet you. I need your card. I'm going to get these tomorrow. Or like, because I have a wedding tomorrow and in my backyard. And so I want to get, I have two dogs, one each, their own little cake.
Oh, that's very nice. That's so sweet.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to.
Are you getting married? Or?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you. And then is Reggie your husband?
Yep. Husband
and wife owned. Yeah. Cute.
He's doing an event at Lakes and Legends today, and so you can also find us at Lakes and Legends today.
Oh, and have a little beer.
Exactly. You can have beer and dog treats. And
I love it. So you guys split up, like one goes to each event so you can cover more ground. That's amazing. That's like a power couple right there.
Well, we'll meet together tonight for the Forgotten Star Night Market, so.
Another one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is so powerful. So you guys do your separate things in the morning, and then by night you're going to take it by storm.
Yep, and our lucky kids are not going to have to be with us for the last event. They get a babysitter.
See you later. And they're happy about it just as much as you.
They are.
And then mom and dad can have, like, it's like a romantic night, too. It's like working together. It's like a date night.
You know, working and date typically don't go together, but we will enjoy each other's company for sure.
Yeah. It'll be a fun, though. Sometimes when you work like that, it doesn't feel like work, right?
Right, yeah. So. No, I mean, it's nice because not that we don't love our kids, but it's nice to have some, like, a little bit of alone time and
yeah.
We talk and strategize and things like that.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
Almost 11 years.
Do you give somebody like me advice who's getting married tomorrow?
Happy house, happy spouse. It takes two, so it can't be, you know, just focusing on one. You got to do it together. And so if you focus on making them happy, they focus on making you happy, you both should be happy.
I like that. That's so great. And again, sorry, how long have you been doing this?
We started really at the beginning of 2021.
Okay. Wow. That's so cool. And you've done so much since then.
Oh, yeah. We have been massively busy.
Have you worked together before?
No. No, when we started the company, that's kind of when we started. And we really started doing kind of the bigger events together. And now we split and do separate events. And then the bigger events we do together, like kickoff for summer, the state fair, we do all those together.
You do so many.
We do. We spend a lot of time at events.
Oh, that is amazing. That's so great. And how do you feel? Did you have to like overcome anything in the beginning of doing this project together?
I wouldn't say necessarily overcome, but, you know, it's a battle of managing, you know, 9-to-5s and kids and dogs, and it all, you know, takes its toll. And so
you still have a 9-to-5 and do this?
I have a 9-to-5. My husband does this full time.
Okay. When do you sleep?
We try to get some sleep in there.
Okay, what do you take to go to sleep? Do you just,
you can't just
do all of this and then fall asleep like that, do you?
Oh, yeah. I've been exhausted since I had kids, so I'm used to it.
I envy that. Okay, all right. Not that you're exhausted, that you can just fall asleep, though.
I absolutely can.
You don't have insomnia worrying about, like, oh, when's, you know, the kids' stuff or... what's the business going to do? How am I going to be late to work tomorrow? You don't ever have worries and stay up all night?
I do not. Not to say we don't worry about stuff, but it does not prevent me from sleeping.
You're amazing. All right. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay. I will be back. So I'll see you shortly. Okay. See ya. Hi. Dogs should have good water, right? Yeah, they need good water. Look at your little fox dog. Is this a fox? Or is this a dog? Or is it
a
Shiba Inu?
I wish it was a fox.
Is this a Shiba?
It's a Shiba Inu.
Hi, Shiba. Can I pet your Shiba?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Lila.
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 Hi, Lila. You look like a baby. Are you a baby?
I'm only around 4 years old.
Four? Oh, my goodness.
She's a little short for her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I pet you? I'm just here to give you loves. You are so cute. Thank you for letting me pet Lila. Oh. Oh my goodness. How's it going?
Good.
Someone behind you has a lot to say.
A lot to say.
Oh my goodness. What a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot day for those dogs.
Yeah, it is.
Poor babies. Why'd you wear your black fur coat on a day like today? Well, that was a silly idea. Oh, no. This is the foster dog area. This is dangerous. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was a rescue.
Do you guys have a marker where you cross these off? when they get adopted?
I don't know. I think maybe they make a new poster when there's
an episode. These all make my heart melt. This is a dangerous board.
I know.
Oh my gosh, are you bringing any of them out today?
Yeah,
yes, there are a few.
And then Zane is around.
Oh.
He's right there.
Ah, Zane.
He's the one with the spotted face.
The brown one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cute. And you said this black one over here? No.
Yeah.
That
there.
One's too?
Yep.
That one's Lily, the loudmouth?
Mm-hmm.
Lily's got a lot to say over there. Do you usually adopt a lot of dogs at these events? Someone down here, she's like, I should be a foster. I was like, well, I bet today's the day. Yeah. She's got a booth down here. She's this sweet girl who makes bandanas. You guys stop by, say hi to her. I bet you could. Yeah, she wants to do it. I'll think about that. Because that's but see, I'm the type of person when I fall in love and I'll just have a million dogs.
Yeah, if you think about it, though, that you're just babysitting. Dog sitting.
Okay.
Yep. Temporary. If you go into it thinking that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just have to rewire my thought process.
Yeah. I think the first one's hard, but after that, it gets easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is how we got one of our dogs is fostering. Mm-hmm. Well.
We've done that too, to be honest.
I mean, what's name?
I'm Allison.
Allison, how long have you been working for the foster?
You know what? This is the very first time I've volunteered for them, actually.
Oh.
And I've adopted my boxers from Underdog Rescue. So I've worked primarily with them, but I'm very interested in boxers.
Aww.
Because we've had so many and we've fostered so many over the last 10 years that,
That's so they
rescues.
Do, well, you can, that's okay.
Yeah.
All the rescues are really great, right?
Yes.
And so they do boxer specifically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yep. I guess I should have noticed they're all boxers.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one. Hi. Is this one of the fosters, right?
I don't
or no?
Think so.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm trying to take your dog. No. I mean, I say hi?
Yeah, this is Millie.
Millie. Oh, what a cute name. Oh, I'm not important. There's some poodle looking dogs coming through. Oh, yeah. Wait, you said, what's her name?
Millie.
Millie. Hi, Millie. Are you, is that short for Amelia?
Mildred? We do
that's
old
beautiful.
People names.
Old people. I know, it's such like a 1950s, 1940s.
Yeah.
Do you know a Mildred?
No, I don't, but that's part of the reason why she gets named Mildred, because you can't do it after somebody.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you never know a Mildred, because you're like, oh, it's my dog's name. You weren't very pleasant. Like the girl at the coffee counter, oh, you were so rude, and that's my dog's name.
right.
No, it ruins it forever.
Exactly.
Hi, you are so cute. I'm scary. It's okay. I got a microphone. That's scary. Okay.
She's scared of everybody.
All right. That's okay. We'll admire from a distance.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you too. Hi. Oh, my gosh. What a cute little pup. Hi. You are so cute. Hey. Say your name again.
Daphne.
Daphne.
Yes.
I sent those foster people your way. Watch out.
Yeah.